in many ways, study skills or learning strategies are prerequisites to learning content. So if students don't have these basic skills, they're going to have difficulty succeeding in learning the content. We know that students with disabilities are those who often do not have study skill strategies, but all students could benefit from study skills instruction. There are two major reasons for teachers to teach study skill strategies. First, students with learning disabilities and ADHD do not spontaneously generate their own effective study strategies. Many students without disabilities may learn by experience how they learn best, which leads to their ability to develop effective study skill strategies sort of on their own, often a trial and error process. But students with high incidence disabilities generally don't do that. They have difficulty learning from their experience in that way. They don't know what helps them, particularly them as an individual, learn, as well as they're not as aware of general effective learning strategies that will work for most students. The second reason to teach students with high incidence disabilities study skill strategies is because research shows that it does improve their academic performance after they learn and apply these strategies. And who as a teacher would not want to help students achieve academically? Teaching study skills strategies doesn't have to be difficult. Effective teachers actually embed study strategies in their instruction. For example, they might develop guided notes, which could be an outline of the content that's being presented to help students identify the relevant information in verbal presentations or in textual information. Or a teacher might provide visual representations of the material, like graphic organizers, so that the learners can place the content they're learning in context, and it provides them the relationships between content that they're learning.